I know that you, I trust you were blessed with the service on Sunday with my precious brother Luik. I know that the Holy Spirit was here. We had a pretty good revival up there at Portland, Maine with brother Ben Mutombo and the church there. It was quite an exceptional time in the Lord, and really enjoyed it. I love my African brothers, amen. And mostly African brothers in that church, a few others that they witnessed to and brought to Christ. So we have Brother Simon Peter here with us this evening, and he's a pastor of a successful growing church, and at the same time, he's not afraid to be a taxi driver. He's not afraid to be, you know, a orchestrator and a coordinator. And I sure appreciate Brother Simon so much. He's just thinking back. I was thinking back today, Brother Simon, when you came here with your wife, and it was like a brand new, everything was new, and you're in a totally different country, and things were in upheaval back home, and I know you had almost nothing, and it's just amazing when I think where you've come to. You know, ordained of God, meant to be, and the Lord is using you in a mighty way in New York, so we sure appreciate that. May God just double all that work and create a real hub there for the ministry that you're doing there in New York. Praise the Lord. And part of Connecticut as well. I mean, you probably have about 20% of your church comes from Connecticut, right? And I think that's great. The brothers from Bridgeport, they really enjoy your ministry so much, and I know others do. Praise the Lord. So, but tonight, Brother Simon Peter has brought a minister from Zimbabwe who's with us, and he's going to be speaking tonight, so I hope you are all ready, and I really hope you didn't come to hear from me, and I hope you never do. I hope you always come to church expecting to hear from the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. So we have a precious brother, Brother Dennis, and I really forgot to ask you what his last name was, and I was right there, and I forgot to ask him. Brother Simon, Kabaira? Amen. Brother Dennis Kabaira, he's going to be speaking for us. So as he's coming out, let's just sing that last verse again. Amen. O love of God. Not the last verse, but the last chorus. As he comes, come, you be filled with expectation. God will feed your needs. Amen. O love of God, how rich and pure. How measureless and strong. Come, brother. Shall forever. Amen.
I want to greet you tonight in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Certainly happy to be here amongst you. Maybe we can take our seats for a short while before we read the Word of God. I would like to take this time to really appreciate Pastor Simon Peter for helping me to be here tonight. He invited us over. We want to certainly appreciate him and his family. Also want to appreciate the local pastor, Elijah, for opening up his pulpit that I should stand here before you. It's a great pleasure to be in the house of the Lord. I believe it was David who said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. If he was that glad at just an invitation, how much more when he got to where he was invited? So I believe we ought to be very happy tonight that we are in the house of the Lord. I want to bring you greetings from our church back home in Zimbabwe. I don't know if some of you know my pastor, Pastor Joseph Chikosi. He has been here in the U.S. I don't know if you have met him, but he did ask me to bring his greetings to all the saints that I would fellowship with when I was up here in the U.S. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you tonight. When I was pulling up here with Pastor Simon, I saw it was written up out there, Amazing Grace Fellowship. It really touched my heart because I have a little message that I want to share with you on that amazing grace. Amen. So it really touched my heart when I saw it written out there, Amazing Grace Fellowship. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. Shall we stand to our feet in honor to the reading of God's word? And before we read, shall we speak to the author? Let's pray. If you have got a need and would like to be remembered in prayer, you can also identify your need by raising your hand. Our dear loving Lord Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, thou the giver of all good gifts, Lord, we certainly deem ourselves a privileged people tonight to be gathered together in your august presence, in the which presence you promise that when two or three of us are gathered, they also in our midst thou would be. May you come therefore, Lord, and make thy presence known, Heavenly Father, by quickening your word to us and making it spiritual food in due season. Lord, may we be well fed tonight, that when we go back to our different homes at the end of the service, we'll testify like the two from a mouth and say, did not our hearts burn within us as the Lord was speaking to us in the preaching of the word? Father God, I want to pray that you bless our precious brother Elijah and the local assembly here. Father God Almighty, may you minister to everyone that is raised his or her hand. Lord God Almighty, signifying the need or request that is in their life. Oh great God, we believe you are the discerner of the very secrets and intents of our hearts. May you discern our conditions then and grant to each one according to his need or his desire. And when everything has been done, may all the glory, all the honor be given to thee. For thou, Lord, will share thy glory with no man. Father, we bless your holy name as we pray for your blessings now upon the reading of thy word and the interpretation thereof. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall we turn in our Bibles to the 5th chapter of St. John in the New Testament? Then we will switch over to the Old Testament, to the book of Psalms. Chapter 103. In St. John, we are reading from verse 2 of chapter 5 to verse 9. The Bible says here, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of important folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The important man answered him, say, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and he took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Amen. In the book of Psalms, chapter 103, we want to read the first five verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy mouth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word as we enjoy the comfort of our seats. Amen. Whilst we are seated, I want to read one other portion of the scripture in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Amen. From the three portions of the scriptures that we have read tonight, I want to speak to you on the pool of grace. Amen. The pool of grace. We are going to be centering our message on what the prophet said to us in the message of grace. On paragraph 130 in that message, Brother Branham said, grace is sovereign, and it is from a sovereign one. Says sovereign grace is only given by a sovereign one, and God is sovereign. So God is the giver of sovereign grace. And he says, because grace is sovereign, he does not ask anybody whether to heal someone or to save someone. It can do whatever it wants because it is sovereign. Amen. And he says, because grace is sovereign, it can heal the sickest. Amen. It can save the holy blessed, the wickedest, the immoralest, the hopelessest one. Amen. The worst, the vilest. Amen. Because it is sovereign and is from a sovereign one. Amen. So whatever your condition tonight, whatever my condition tonight, there's sovereign grace here from our sovereign God. Amen. He can heal us of any disease. He is the healer of all our diseases. Amen. He forgiveth all our iniquities. So no matter what you have done, amen, the Bible said here tonight, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Amen. He says, come, let's reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Amen. Though they be red as crimson, amen, I shall make them as wool. Praise the Lord. Now, we want to look at the scenario that we find here in the book of St. John chapter 5. We all know from the teaching of the prophet that 5 is a number of grace. Amen. So the Bible says here, I like the way it is written. Now, the Bible does not say there was, but it says, now there is, amen, present tense. Now there is at Jerusalem. Yet we know if we were to go to the city of Jerusalem today or tonight, we might not see this pool. Amen. That's referred to in the book of St. John. But the Bible says, now, present tense. Now there is at Jerusalem by the ship market a pool. Amen, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having 5 porches. Amen. So it was a pool of grace. Praise the Lord. 5 is a number of grace, and this pool had 5 porches. I looked it up in the dictionary to really get to know what a porch is. And the dictionary told me that a porch is an enclosed entrance into a building. Amen. So at the pool of Bethesda, people were free to come at any time because these porches were enclosed, which meant if it was scorching hot, you were under the shelter. Amen. Because it was an enclosure. Amen. If it was very cold, you were still comfortable and you could come at this pool at any time. Praise the Lord. Now we are told at this same pool, There was something special that would happen from season to season. At a certain season, an angel would come down and trouble the waters. Whoever first after the troubling of the waters stepped into the pool was made whole of whatsoever disease. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now I want to look at the physical setup that we had here and compare it with what we have tonight right here in church. Praise the Lord. We are told here that the pool is at Jerusalem. Amen. Now we all know that Jerusalem is well known for religious matters. Amen. And the church is also known for religious matters. So Jerusalem here is a type of the church. Amen. And at this Jerusalem, there was a pool by the sheep market. Amen. Which meant this pool was to benefit the sheep. Praise the Lord. And the children of God are likened unto sheep. So we are the sheep of God. And we are by his pool. Amen. We want to benefit from that pool of grace. Praise the Lord. So this five-porched pool was actually a pool of grace. We are told that at this pool there lay a great multitude. Not a small multitude, but a great multitude. Amen. Of important folk. The old, the sick, the lame, all sorts of ailments were found there. Amen. And everyone was just waiting for the moving of the water. Now, when the angel came down, you never knew what time he would come. Amen. You never knew into which porch he would come and trouble the waters. So you had to be very vigilant and alert. Praise the Lord. You were not supposed to daydream when you were at this pool. Amen. Because you never knew what time the angel was coming to trouble the waters. Praise the Lord. Now, whilst the waters were still, they were like dead. Amen. And we know water represents the word. Amen. So they waited for the quickening of the word. Hallelujah. When we come to church, we want to see God quicken his word to us. And once that word is quickened, we believe it. Amen. And when you believe it, we know the Bible tells us, to him that believeth, all things are possible. If you can only believe tonight, all things are possible. Whatever your desire, whatever your request, whatever your need, if you can only believe, all things are possible. Amen. We thank the Lord for his messenger, Brother Branham. Amen. Who came with this message. Praise the Lord. And he would be invited to the pulpit many times with the song, only believe, all things are possible. That's all we need to do tonight. Only believe. For without faith it's impossible to please him. Amen. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of him that seeketh him diligently. Praise the Lord. Now you notice here the pool was for the benefit of the sheep. Hallelujah. It had five porches representing the grace of God. Amen. And the angel of the Lord would come from season to season and trouble the waters. When the waters were troubled, whoever jumped in first was healed of whatsoever. Which means at this pool, it was a pool where all things were possible. I believe when we come to church, we have come to a place where anything is possible. If you can only believe, all things are possible. Amen. Only believe, all things are possible. So it was a pool of grace because whenever anyone jumped into the pool, amen, God would not ask him, how did you become sick? What caused your sickness? Amen. All you needed to do was to fulfill the conditions that were required. Tonight, all we need to do is to fulfill the conditions that are required by our God. If you can only believe by taking God at his word. Amen. All things are possible. Praise the Lord. So, there's something special that I really enjoy about this pool of Bethesda. We are told on verse 5. Hey, this is something special. Amen. The pool has got 5 porches. It's in chapter 5. Amen. I don't believe that's a coincidence. No. Amen. I believe, Brother Bram tells us that nothing happens by coincidence to a believer. Amen. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. So we are told about a pool of grace in chapter 5 of St. John. And on verse 5, there's someone mentioned there we had a special condition. Praise the Lord. A certain man was there. Amen. We had had an infirmity for 38 years. But I like this gentleman. He was very perseverant. Every time that he came to church with his request, somehow he failed to have his prayer answered. But he still came back. Hallelujah. Maybe for those 38 years, he was continuously coming to church. Amen. Coming, believing somehow something would happen. And there would be an end to his infirmity. But somehow, the Lord fell upon someone else. And he had become a real veteran at appreciating the Lord for what he was doing for others. Amen. Each time brothers and sisters came to church, I said, I thank the Lord. When I was at the pool of Bethesda this day, the Lord came and healed me of such a disease. He would put his hands together and worship the Lord and appreciate the Lord for what he had done for that brother or sister. Amen. And he kept coming. Praise the Lord. This is a message to us that if we come to church and the pastor preaches, somehow we miss it. Let's come again the next service. Let's come again the next service. Let's continue coming. Amen. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If we keep coming, someday it's going to be your day. Someday it's going to be your chance. Praise the Lord. I love this man. Amen. He was a real Christian. Praise the Lord. He had it hard, but he continued coming. He persevered. Hallelujah. He had a lot of patience. He kept coming back to church. Praise the Lord. Each time the angel came, it was someone else who was healed. Each time the angel came, it was someone else who was healed. But he never despaired. He kept coming back. Oh, may God help us tonight to keep believing. Keep believing. Let's keep worshiping our Lord. Let's keep bringing our requests before the Lord, knowing someday God is going to answer our prayer. Praise the Lord. Oh, God is a wonderful God. God is a merciful God. Amen. David saw it and he says, oh, my soul, praise the Lord. And everything that is within you, praise the Lord. And forget not his benefits. He says, forget not all his benefits. We must be able to know all the benefits that we get by just worshiping the Lord. By accepting him as our personal Savior. Amen. As our Lord. There are benefits that we get from that. So he says, he forgiveth thee of all thy iniquities. Healeth thee of all thy diseases. He preserveth thy life from destruction. Amen. He gives you his loving kindness and mercy. Praise the Lord. He says he satisfied thy mouth with good things. Amen. Till your youth is renewed like that of an eagle. Praise the Lord. When you find yourself with some good food on the table, remember that's a benefit from the Lord. Hallelujah. If you are a Christian tonight, it's because the Lord forgave you of your sins. Amen. He forgiveth you of all your iniquities. Praise the Lord. If you were ever healed in your life, remember, that's a benefit that you got from the Lord. He healeth us of all our diseases. Not some of them, but all. Praise the Lord. He can forgive you of anything. Amen. He says, though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them as snow. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love God. He's such a good God. Praise the Lord. He's such a saving God, full of grace and mercy, full of tender mercies to those that will believe in him. Oh, so if anyone would come to this pool, they're to be really alert. watching pool number one. Amen. Porch number one. Is there anything happening there? Porch number four. Is there anything happening in porch number four? Number five. Number three. Amen. Number two. You have to keep yourself wide alert. Amen. As the Bible says, watch and pray. You have to watch and pray. Say, Lord, let it be me today. Amen. And you keep watching. Amen. You know, sometimes the devil doesn't mind you coming to church. As long as he can take your attention away, he doesn't mind how many services you attend. Because he knows that no matter how many services you attend, as long as you're absent-minded, you are never going to benefit from those many services. Amen. So when we come to church, we must come with all our hearts. Like David is saying there, he's encouraging himself. Oh, my soul, praise the Lord with all that is within you. Amen. And forget not all his benefits. For he healeth thee of all thy diseases, forgiveth all thy iniquities. Amen. What a wonderful God we serve. Amen. You know, God is so good. Until, you notice, in this pool of Bethesda, everyone who ever got their request had to become wet first and then receive their request. Amen. Because you had to jump into the water and become wet and then you receive your request. Hallelujah. But God is a merciful God. God is a sovereign God. He who gives sovereign grace. Now notice what happened with this man that is mentioned in verse 5. Amen. We all believe that the Lord Jesus is God in flesh, isn't it? Amen. Amen. So we believe it was the Lord Jesus who would send this angel to trouble the waters. Amen. The waters represent the word. When we come to church, God sends his angel. Amen. The preacher man, when he stands before the church, he's there to trouble the waters, to quicken the waters. Amen. And when the waters are moved, whoever will believe, amen, will receive their heart's desire. Praise the Lord. So, when these people came, there was this particular man. Every time he went back home empty-handed. But I like him and I love this. I wish I could have such faith like this man. Amen. He never gave up. It took long, but he kept coming back. Amen. He kept coming back. The longer it takes, the more he came to church. Amen. The more he failed, the more he came to church. Hallelujah. The more he had weaknesses, the more he came to church. Amen. If we could do that, knowing that God is the only one who can help us. I cannot help you. You might not be able to help me, but God can help us all. Amen. So he knew. He had had so many testimonies. And the Bible tells us, faith cometh by hearing. Now this man had not only heard, he had actually seen. Amen. Because he was there all the time at the pool. He would see people getting healed. The blind would see, the deaf would hear, amen. The lame would walk upright. And he saw all those testimonies. He says, someday, I know someday something is going to happen to me. I'll keep coming back. Now look at what God does. God is such a merciful God. He is such a loving God. He is such a caring God. Look at what he did for this man. This man had a special problem. And God gave him a special solution. Hallelujah. If you have got a special problem tonight, I want you to know that God has got a special solution. Hallelujah. He has got a special solution. God can actually bypass the procedure in order to meet your desire. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh my God, is so good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at what he did for this man. God had to bypass procedure in order that this man would be granted his heart's desire. Why? Because he kept coming back. He kept believing. Until God said, hey, this man is such a wonderful believer. Amen. I've been sending my angel to all these people that have been healed, that have been saved, that have been delivered from their problems. But for this man, I'm going to go to him in person. Hallelujah. I'm not sending an angel. I'm going there in person. So on this particular day, amen, Jesus, whom we know is none other but Jehovah Almighty, whom we know is none other but the very creator of the heavens and the earth, came in a body of flesh to this man and said, say, I know you have been here. The Bible tells us he knew. He had been here for all these 38 years. Hallelujah. The Bible told us here that when he knew that he had been in this case for a long time. Amen. Verse 6 there. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Hallelujah. My Bible tells me, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. If you are hungering, you are willing. Amen. You are willing to eat. Hallelujah. You are thirsting, are willing to drink. Amen. This man was hungering for the healing of his body. So Jesus comes to him. Brother Brahma has told us many times, when you come to church, come expecting. Hallelujah. He says you always get what you expect. Hallelujah. We should not just come to church haphazardly. We must come under expectation to receive something from our God. Hallelujah. He has not gathered here tonight for nothing. We are not gathered here in vain. God has got something special for you and me tonight. Amen. He wants to encourage you. He wants to encourage me. He wants to heal you. He wants to heal me. Amen. He wants to forgive you. Forgive me. Amen. So this man would always come expecting. He did not get his request. But God was taking note. Hallelujah. God has got a book of remembrance. Hallelujah. God has got a book of remembrance where he records what is going on in your life. He remembers. So this particular day, this God who came now in a body of flesh and came direct. Look at this, my brother. When he came, he did not go to anyone else. He went directly to this particular man and said, say, would thou be made whole? Then the man started telling his stories, amen, of the problems, the hindrances that stood in his way. Then Christ says, oh my, today I'm going to bypass procedure. Hallelujah. Today I'm bypassing procedure. Though you have not answered my question. Amen. Because Christ said, would thou be made whole? Then he starts giving reasons. Amen. Why he was not getting healed. Christ, would thou be made whole? He did not meet the question. He did not answer the question. Amen. But Christ that day was determined, hallelujah, to bypass procedure for this particular man because of his perseverance in continuing to believe the word. Continuing to attend the services when things were kind of like not working out for him. Amen. So he says, say, take up thy bed. Hallelujah. Rise, take up thy bed and walk. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bypassed the procedure that day. This man then just rose up, took up his bed, and started walking normally. Amen. That was the end of his infirmity of 38 years. Look at what happened to this man. He is the only one who was healed at the pool of Bethesda without becoming wet. Hallelujah. Every other person that got their desire had to be wet and then received their request. But this one, he was just told, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And he just obeyed. Amen. And Brother Abraham tells us that faith in simple terms is simply taking God at his word. When God speaks to you, just do what he says. And that settles the whole matter for you. We remember at the wedding at Cana. Amen. Jesus was invited there. Hallelujah. And Mary was also invited. Jesus and his disciples were invited. We are told in the process of time, they ran out of wine. And when Mary realized that they ran out of wine, look at what she did. She ran and told the people there, hey, you did well that you invited the Lord to your wedding. He is here. Hallelujah. Now watch the significance of his presence.
I want to give you a little advice. Whatsoever he says unto you, just do it. Don't argue with it. Even if it's contrary to biology, don't argue with it. Even if it's contrary to history, don't argue with it. Hallelujah. Even if it's contrary to geography or to science, as long as it's him speaking to you, amen, just do as he says. Just like the prophet says, hearing, recognizing, and acting upon the word of God. You must be able to hear what he says and recognize that it's him. And as long as it's him, be free to act upon what he says. Oh my. So these people at the wedding at Cana, they were given that advice by Mary. Whatsoever he says, you quickly do what he says. So she ran over to the Lord. They've run out of wine. And then Jesus answered in a kind of some discouraging way. But Mary says, I don't care about that. He has had it. Amen. Now, after a while, the Lord Jesus came to these people and said, you fill these 6 water pots with water. And they said, hey, let's remember that advice. Please, let's rush. So they rushed and filled the 6 water pots. When they were full, they came back to the Lord and said, we have filled them. He says, now you fetch the water in the water pots and give to the governor of the wedding. And you say to him, the Lord says, taste. Amen. We are told when the governor tasted that water, amen, it was the nicest, hallelujah, the tastiest of wine he had ever tasted in his life. And we are told he even lost his temper against the bridegroom. Say, why have you kept this wonderful wine until now? Normally, what we know is people start with the good. And when people are well drunk now, then you give us that poor one. But you have held the best until now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says he said that because he did not know that it was water. Amen. It was water. Amen. That has been turned into wine. See what the Lord does. When you just take him at his word, he will do exactly what you want to do. The other day, the Lord Jesus was going about in Jerusalem. And then he met some 10 lepers who were at a distance. And they had to cry out to him because they were not allowed to mix with the rest because of their leprosy. Amen. So they cried out to him, Lord, have mercy upon us. And he also cried back, go and show thyself to the priests. The procedure was when you were healed, before you came back into the camp, you had to be examined by the priests. And they had to certify that you were completely delivered from that leprosy. And then thereafter you would offer the sacrifice and then be allowed back in the camp. So Jesus just says, go and show thyself to the priests. I believe those 10 lepers maybe looked at one another. He says, does this really work, my brother? Look at your condition. And look at how many fingers I have here. I've lost 2. I only have 3 left. Amen. How can I go to the priest? He will just condemn me. Probably there was one of them who had been at this wedding at Cana or had heard what happened at the pool, at the wedding at Cana. Says, gentlemen, let's just do what he said. I heard what happened in Cana there at the wedding. Water was turned into wine. Perfect wine. Let's just do what he said. Someone maybe said, no, I don't think it works. Said, my brother, if you don't have the faith, you just ride on mine. If you don't have the faith, ride on my faith. Come after me. Let's go. Amen. The Bible tells us, whilst they were going, hallelujah. In other words, whilst they were obeying the word, whilst they were doing what the word says, they were healed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whilst we are believing the message, God grants us our heart's desires. Whilst we are believing the word, God heals us. God answers our prayers. Amen. True faith is simply taking God at his word. Whatsoever he says, you do it. And Mary was saying that from experience. Amen. She was not just talking from theory. Amen. She had experienced it. Hallelujah. That God can bypass procedure. Hallelujah. God bypassed the procedure at the wedding at Cana. There was no process of fermenting the wine and whatever. No, 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 no. He simply turned the water directly into wine. He bypassed the whole procedure, the process of making the wine. He bypassed that and just gave them the end result. Perfect result. Amen. And Mary, she was speaking from experience. She was visited one time by Gabriel, the great angel. Says, "Hail thou Mary, thou hast found favor." Amen. "Thou shalt conceive and bear a son." She says, "How can these things be, seeing that I'm a virgin?" Amen. And the angel said, "The Holy Ghost," hallelujah, "shall overshadow thee." Hallelujah. And she said, be it unto me according to thy word. And what happened? A virgin conceived without knowing a man. Hallelujah. God bypassing procedure. Hallelujah. To fulfill his own word. Amen. So she was really speaking from experience. That when she just took the word of the Lord that came with that angel, she got the results. A virgin conceived and actually bore a son. So she was speaking from experience. This is what happens when you are saved. Somehow you go about and witness. It's not possible that you are saved and you want to keep it to yourself. No. When God does something to you, normally you want to go and witness. Brother, do you know that God can heal you? I know your situation is horrible. I know the doctor has already given you up. But remember, there's a God in heaven who is the healer of all our diseases. Hallelujah. I know you are all discouraged. And you think God cannot even forgive you. But I want to tell you a story. There was a thief one time. Amen. On the cross. Hallelujah. He did not even have time to confess all his sins. He did not even have time to go and be baptized. He did not even have time to go and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He simply said, "Lord, remember me when you are in your kingdom." And the Lord said, "Tonight, I'll be with you in paradise." Hallelujah. God bypassing procedure because of his sovereign grace. Amen. Because God is sovereign, he can even bypass procedure to grant you as desire tonight. Oh, I love such a God. Hallelujah. One time, there was a woman who just came and said, "Oh, I've been to all physicians. I've been to all doctors. I've been to all kinds of prophets. Amen. Seeking the healing of my body. But now, I'm not only sick, but I'm also very poor." Amen. Well, the Bible tells us she had spent all her living. Amen. All her living on physicians without getting any better. Amen. But when she heard about the Lord Jesus, she just said, "If I can just touch the hem of his garment, that will be the end of my problems. Only believe." Until Brother Abraham says, if a woman could be healed by doing something that had no scripture to back it up. Amen. How much more when you come with a scripture, doing something backed by a scripture. Our God, he is such a sovereign God. Until he gives us sovereign grace. Excuse me. Amen. One time, there were some two sisters who were so desperate. They had lost all hope. They cried to the Lord Jesus, "Lord, him whom thou lovest." You know, Mary and Martha, they really sat down and drafted their letter so tactfully. Amen. They wanted the Lord Jesus to act just upon reading it. He had to act there and then. They wanted him to come running to heal their brother. But when they did everything they could, which shows it doesn't take our shrewdness. Amen. It doesn't take our intellectual power. Amen. It doesn't take our fame for us to get favor with God. No, 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 no. It's by grace. Amen. Now, after they did everything, they sent the message to the Lord. Said, "Him whom thou lovest is sick even nigh unto death." Jesus got the message. He says, "Oh, Lazarus is sick. Amen. Even unto death. Amen." Then he went on with whatever he was doing there. He did not come. When he knew that Lazarus was now dead, he now tells these disciples, "Oh, Lazarus, our brother, sleepeth. He said, if he sleepeth, he doeth well. He says, no, I mean he's dead. And I'm glad I was not there when he died. Amen. But I go and wake him. They said, oh, we go with you too. Amen. So when they went over, look at, when you have the right attitude, God always makes a way. Like that man of 38, he had the right attitude. He never murmured and complained and said, Lord, why? Look at this time I've spent coming to this pool. I'm always ululating for others. Amen. Giving praise to you for other people's benefits. He never did that. He kept coming with a good attitude. Amen. So this is what happened also with Mary and Martha. We are told when they saw the Lord Jesus coming, they ran over to him and said, Lord, if thou would have been here, our brother would have not died. And he says, I am the resurrection and the life. If thou canest believe, thou shalt see the power of God. They say, oh, we believe, yes, he will resurrect in the day of resurrection. He says, I did not say I will be the resurrection. I said, I am now. There is a pool tonight in Jerusalem. There is a pool tonight in the church of God. Hallelujah. Jerusalem is a type of the church. There is a pool tonight. The Bible did not make any error there where it says, now. Now, there is a pool. Now, there is at Jerusalem. But if you were to go there now, you wouldn't see this pool. Amen. But the Bible is saying, now. And we know that the Bible is the word of God. And God does not lie. God says, now, there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool with five porches, a pool of grace. In the true church of the living God, there is grace all the time. Hallelujah. God's grace is here tonight. He can give you as desire. He can answer your prayer. He can deliver you from all your troubles tonight. Amen. You love him? So these two sisters, they were told, I'm not talking about I will be the resurrection. No. I'm saying I am now. I am the resurrection and the life. If you can believe, your brother will resurrect. Amen. And he realized, oh, they were not believing him. Says, why? Where have you laid him? Come. And they said, come and see. And when they got there, he says, roll off the stone. Take away the stone. They said, oh, Lord, no. Please don't answer this prayer. The situation is too horrible. It has taken too long. Ah, but remember, my brother, even when he's 4 days late, he's still on time. Amen. They say to him, by now, he stinketh. Amen. Leave this situation like that. Say, no. I said, I am the resurrection and the life. That's why I'm actually here. I've come to resurrect the dead. I've come to give life to those without life. Amen. So he says, roll away the stone. Until they rolled away the stone. And then he says, you have done what you could do. But what now lays before you, that you cannot do. Hallelujah. It now takes the sovereign God with sovereign grace to take care of this one. So he says, thank God you've done your part. Amen. When we have done all we can do, hallelujah. Sovereign grace will take over. Hallelujah. When we have done all we can do, the sovereign grace of the sovereign God will take over. So he says, Lazarus, come forth. And a man who was now full of maggots and whatever. Amen. Suddenly came back to life. And the Lord says, it's you who tied him. You unloose him. Amen. See who tied him? Untie him. So they untied him. Amen. And he stood up. Praise the Lord. No stink. No maggot. I don't know where those maggots went. Amen. But I want to say to you tonight, wherever the maggots went, that's where your problem is going to go. Hallelujah. Wherever the maggots went, that's where your disease is going to go also. For he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. You love him tonight. God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is always identified by his characteristics. He is the healer of all our diseases. Hallelujah. He is the forgiver of all our iniquities. He is the one who preserves our lives. You know, you've got so many motor vehicles here in America. Amen. But somehow, you are here. Maybe some of you are over 50 years, over 60 years. Amen. You are still going. You have never been hit by a single car, not even a bicycle. Amen. It's not because you are too clever. Ah, no. It's him who preserves your life from destruction. Hallelujah. God cares for his own. And when we come to church, brother, let's come expecting. Hallelujah. Which way is he coming? Which way is he coming? Amen. At what minute? You never know. Don't switch off from church before the preacher is over. Amen. There are people who switch off. It's too long and they switch off. Amen. That's how you miss your blessing. Maybe your blessing was still on its way and you've already switched. You're already at home. Amen. You see yourself making a cup of coffee at home. Amen. When others are still in church. Stay in church until church is over. Hallelujah. Let's believe him. Let's keep believing him tonight. Let's keep expecting. Amen. God is the giver of all good gifts. The supplier of our every need. Hey, this is a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Even Rahab the harlot, amen, was also accepted. Hallelujah. Because she just met the conditions. Praise the Lord. Now, there's something that I really like that would happen in this pool. You know, when the angel came down and troubled the waters, you were not supposed to run to the pastor and say, "Pastor, the waters have been troubled. Can I jump in?" "Mommy, the waters have been troubled. Can I jump in?" "Oh, auntie, the waters have been troubled. Can I jump in?" If you did that, you'd miss your chance. Hallelujah. When God speaks to you, don't ask your neighbor. Hallelujah. When God speaks to you, don't ask your father. If you have heard and you have recognized his voice, act. Hallelujah. You are supposed to act there and then, and then you receive your heart's desire. So this was the condition at the pool of Bethesda, at this pool of grace. When God spoke to you and you recognized it was him, you just quickly acted. Hallelujah. If we can only do that tonight. That's all God wants from us, is to hear and recognize and act upon his word. Hallelujah. And the grace of God will take over from there. Amen. Oh, I can't quit smoking. just surrender everything to the Lord. This man took 38 years, but he still kept coming. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And he kept coming back. Until this day, the Lord bypassed the procedure. Amen. God had to bypass procedure for Abraham and Sarah. They were well stricken in age. But somehow, God did a miracle. He's a wonder working God, a miracle working God. Amen. He rejuvenated. We read there in the scripture. He satisfied thy mouth with good things until your youth is renewed like that of an eagle. Amen. Abraham and Sarah, they were renewed in their age. They went back to teenagers again so that they could have the promised son. Hallelujah. That's what God does. God had to buy procedure for Zachariah and Elizabeth. Amen. When they were well stricken in age. Until the angel Gabriel came to Mary and said, "Mary, don't worry about the strangeness of the message that I'm giving you. Do you know Elizabeth, thy cousin?" Amen. As I speak to you now, she's 6 months with child. Amen. She that was once called barren is now 6 months with child. so that it will be known that with God nothing shall be impossible. With our God, nothing shall be impossible. If you can only believe.
Amen.
Remember, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. We are all saved by grace through faith. Amen. Grace and faith, they are sisters. They work together. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight, my brother, my sister, what is your need? What is your desire? Amen. Maybe you've got a long-standing desire. I want you to know tonight, God can even bypass the procedure for you. Amen. God can bypass the procedure for you tonight so that you can have whatever you desire. If you've got a special problem, God has got a special solution. You have a unique problem, God has got a unique solution too. Amen. Just come believing. Lord, I believe. The Lord says, if you can only believe, all things are possible. That man says, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. That's what we need to do when we come to church. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Whatever you say, Lord, I believe it. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it for me. Amen. Whether we are white, black, pink, whatever we are, amen, yellow, amen, as long as we can believe. God can do wonders. Praise the Lord. Oh my. You know, up here in America, you have got technology, and sometimes that technology stands in you in the way of your faith. Amen. Sometimes you have to just have faith in your health insurance. But down there in Africa, amen, you don't even have the health insurance because you don't have demand. So when you are sick, all you know is to look up to Him. Amen. Lord, I am taking you at your word. You are the healer of all my diseases. You are the supplier of all my needs. You know, David came to a point where he said, you know, I've been young. Now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor their seed begging bread. That's how faithful God is. Even when you are down in Africa, God can still take care of you. Whether you are in India, He can still take care of you. Whether you are in Somalia. Amen. Whether you are in a drought-stricken land, like in the days of Ahab. Amen. God can bypass the procedure. Do you remember what happened to the widow of Zarephath? There was just some little oil and some little flour. But the lady every day was eating to the full. Amen. She and her son, together with the man of God, whilst everyone was pining away with hunger, them three, they were having a good time. Amen. Until they were having double chins. Amen. Because of good living. Amen. When everyone was, their eyes were going right deep down. And the bones sticking out. Amen. But because this woman believed in the living God, the prophet believed in the living God, look at what happened. So it's not a matter of having a fat pocket or a fat bank account. No, 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 no. If you have got an account full of faith, amen. Blessed are you, my brother. Blessed are you, my sister. Amen. We want a heart full of faith. A heart that can take God at His word. Despite the odds, you just take God at His word. No, He's thinking, He said, if you can believe, thou shalt see the glory of the Lord. Oh, my problem is, for years, if you can believe, my brother, God can show you His glory. Amen. I'm glad. I'm talking like Mary. Amen. I come from Africa. I come from a poor country. You read in the news, my country is always there. They are talking about the bad governance and whatever. When I got here to the States, I was told the people were up in the streets demonstrating against the shortage of notes, currents. Because we don't even have a currency of our own. We are using your currency here. Amen. That's how bad the state of our economy is. But brother, despite all those problems, the children of God are surviving. And they are rejoicing. Even with that situation, here I am before you. Amen. How did I come? Amen. God is the supplier for our needs. God takes care of his own. We want to really thank God for being so faithful. Tonight, my brother, if you don't believe in miracles, I am a walking miracle here. Amen. If you knew about me, you would be wondering, how did he make it to come to the States? If you really knew who I am, you would be wondering, how did this poor African boy ever make it to America? Where to fly 33,000 kilometers of direct flight to come here? How did I make it? There's a God in heaven. Hallelujah. There's a God in heaven who takes care of his own. Hallelujah. David says, I've been young. Now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. No, they are still begging bread. Even when you are in a poor country, the widow of Zarephath did not go about begging. Amen. God supplied. Amen. Look at what happened to the servant of the Lord, Elijah. Amen. When he was by that brook Cherith, the ravens, they also like meat. They enjoy it so much. But they were saying, go and give my servant. Amen. So they would come there with roasted meat and cakes and give to the servant of the Lord. That's how God cares for his own. Amen. Do you believe in the pool of grace this evening? It's here tonight. When you come to church, if you have got something that's bothering you, remember when you come to church, you've come to another pool of Bethesda. You have come to another pool of grace where God can answer your prayer. He can even bypass procedure for you. Amen. Grace, that is specifically and personally allotted to you. Just you. No one else ever enjoyed that at the pool of Bethesda. But this man, because of his importunity to continue coming to church. Amen. His perseverance of keeping believing the message of his day. Amen. Look at what God did for him. If we can continue believing the message of the hour, when many people are turning away from the message, that's the time to really stand with that message. And God will take care of you. Amen. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, my sisters. You pray for me as I also pray for you. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you richly as I hand over to you. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
I was just getting into it. Let's all stand. Let's sing. Let's just rejoice. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't think for 1 minute that anything in this world can come up with its own ideas. Everything you can find right in the Word of God. Like Nike says, just do it. Jesus said that before that. Right? Just do it. What do we do sometimes? We have to ask everybody. We have to get opinions. And we should just do what he says. Mary was wise. She said, whatever he tells you, just do it. So I want to just sing about this miracle working God that we believe in. Amen. Do you know that one? He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. He's an omega. Yes, he's a miracle working God. Sing from your heart. He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. He's a miracle-working God. What's the verse on that? No verses? Working God, amen. He's a miracle-working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle-working God. He is stirring the pool tonight. He's stirring the pool tonight. He's the Alpha and Omega. He is stirring the pool tonight. Who will jump in this pool tonight? Who will jump in the pool tonight? He is the Alpha, he's our Omega, he who will jump in the pool tonight. Amen. I love that. The man's been laying there for 38 years, possibly. He was sick for 38 years. They probably put him there. 38 years. That's consistency. That's faithfulness. And he's so super focused. If I could just get in that water. That's all he could think about. That's why when Jesus asked the question, all he thought was, the only answer to any question, like, is the sky blue? I would if there was a man that could pick me up and put me in the water. It didn't matter what the question was. You know, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be well? But there's nobody. No one will put me in the water. And even if there was, by the time I get there, someone beats me to it. All these excuses and sad stories, right? I love it. Brother Dennis, that's beautiful. And Jesus is like, "That was just answer my question." We think we know the solution. We think we know the procedure. This is how it's done. I mean, God designed that procedure. He designed it. An angel coming down every so often. Somebody jumps in and they're healed. God designed it. The people understood it. That was somebody probably not, I don't even know if it was a Jewish person or Herod or who, they built that pool to be a nice place to relax and rest for maybe the wealthy, but the poor and the sick found it. Because God says, I'm going to mess up this thing. The wealthy won't even come around with all these sick people. The whole place was filled with sick people because they knew if they could just, even if someone had to roll them in, they didn't care. And because it was a procedure. God designed the procedure. And then God, who designed it, who's sovereign to design it, can turn around and be sovereign and bypass it. God designed the law of gravity. But we can bypass it and fly an airplane. 33,000 kilometers. You're totally bypassing the law that God created by another law that allows you to do that. He's a miracle-working God. Miracles means God just bypasses everything, even a great procedure, even a great way to help you. You believe that? So who here needs healing in your body? Raise your hand. Now, don't be afraid. Don't go ask mom and dad, don't go ask your pastor. Who needs healing in your body? Raise your hand. Do you want to keep coming to the pool? Or do you want to take the bypass? How would you like the bypass? Who would like that? Anybody want that? Guess what? Jesus is here. I sense his presence when my brother was speaking that he's saying, I'll do it again. If I can just get you to answer the question, will you be made whole? Do you want to be made well? Do you want me to help you? Raise your hand again, and let's pray for those that are sick in body. And if you know somebody who's sick, raise your hand for that person on their behalf. Father God, we just know we're closing the service right now. And Lord, we appreciate and so love the word you brought through your servant. How precious is that word, Lord? How amazing. What an eye-opener it is for us to just to go out of this building now with a new expectation around the next corner, over the next hill, the next day, the next moment. A bypass is coming. You're coming. A miracle's coming. Something unique is coming. Special circumstances, special solutions coming. Anything can happen. How exciting that is. And I want to say that we heard you speak, Lord, by the Holy Spirit, that special bypass is here now, right now in this place. Right now it's time when anyone can receive anything from you if they desire, because all things are possible to those who believe, and all things are possible right now. And I pray, Father God, that those who need healing in their stomach, in their neck, spinal cord, those who need healing in their feet, those who need healing in their body, wherever it might be something on the inside. Something maybe a doctor has said, it doesn't matter. We don't have to accept anything, not even the symptoms, but we do accept the Savior who's our healer. We accept you, Jesus, tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the word. And I pray, Lord, that since you've come into the house, you've come into the pool area, you've come under the five colonnades, the five porches, you've come in, Lord, and you're here right now. There's a doctor, Jesus, in this house. Hallelujah! Everyone standing here with their hand up can walk away completely healed in the name of Jesus Christ. What can hinder you? What can stop it? What can cause it not to happen? It's already bound to be done. He already paid the price for it. He already declared it in His Word. He already showed examples of it. Then I need you in your heart to say, why not me? Why not me? Why not tonight? Hallelujah. And that's our Jesus moving here. Anybody here need a brand new touch? Maybe you need something in your heart. Those that are being healed physically, that's wonderful. But what about your heart, your emotions? Maybe you're hurt. People have hurt you, family, friends, people in the belief, in our message even. We call believers friends, brothers, sisters in Christ, have hurt you. You feel pain or other things that are bothering you emotionally, spiritually. It's even a deeper kind of suffering. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why Brother Branham's ministry went from the hand, the physical, to discerning of the spirits, of the heart and mind. Oh, raise your hand if you desire that Jesus Christ would release you. Maybe some other things, but maybe just pressure, just the pressure of the age. Maybe it's just stress of this day you're living in. All the things going on, all the weight. Do you know your Jesus is standing here? Do you want to be free? Do you want to walk away from here completely well, free in your spirit, in your heart? You accept it in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, as we are raising our hand to you, I pray, Father God, a supernatural wind of the Holy Spirit will blow through this place and release us from the burdens and the stresses and the pains in our hearts. And may our spirits be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, you're in the house making us well, Lord Jesus. Every whit whole. Hallelujah. And how we want to praise you and thank you for that. And Lord, I pray for a brand new refreshing and outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And every hand should be up for that, Lord. Oh, fill us once more. Fill us again. Stir the waters within us, Lord. Stir your word in us, oh God. We feel like you've been stirring the word tonight. Hallelujah. Stir it, Lord, as you've come into the house just for that purpose. And we want to praise you for that. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, and that sickness is gone, and that pain is gone, and that suffering is gone, and Jesus takes away your burdens, and the strain takes it all away in Jesus' name. Amen. As we prepare to sing this song and be dismissed, He's in the house. Sing the verse first.